You're listening to SBS News.
Josh Nichols grew up in Sydney's West and is now an Aboriginal cultural supervisor at Sydney Zoo. 10% of the workforce at the zoo are Indigenous, hired to showcase Aboriginal culture to local and international visitors.
Western Sydney does has the highest population of Aboriginal people than anywhere else in Australia. So to have this here right in the heart of Western Sydney, it's very big for the local Aboriginal community.
Josh is proud of his Aboriginal heritage and is following in the footsteps of his father, who is an artist. It's part of an immersive cultural experience based on consultation with traditional owners. The zoo opened at a cost of $55 million last December, with hopes to welcome 1 million visitors annually. But when COVID-19 shut the gates in March this year, Sydney Zoo Managing Director Jake Burgess says costs spiralled.
Probably north of $6 million in lost profits.
Exotic animals like the zoo's critically endangered Sumatran tigers are a main attraction, but they are expensive to keep.
Feeding a tiger costs around $250 a week, and when you multiply that over 2,500 animals, it ends up being a very significant cost.
It's the same story at the family-owned Billabong Zoo at Port Macquarie in New South Wales. Founder Mark Stone and his family have cared for their animals in recent months, since standing down most staff. The federal government has offered $95 million to help zoos survive the crisis. Billabong Zoo has applied for a grant, but is yet to receive any funds.
In the 40 years that I've been in this industry, I've never seen anything like this before. We don't know what we will get, and we don't know when we will receive that money.
Many zoo precincts face a slow economic recovery with reduced visitor numbers, but managers like Jake Burgess are pleased to reopen the doors.
We do need to maintain the coronavirus protocols, the 4 metres social distancing.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.